BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, so here is Friday's show in a handy podcast format. It's the Scott Mills Daily. I've got me phrase books out again. If you're off to Poland or Hawaii soon, I've got some stuff that you might need to say while you're on your trip. Also, Chris's holiday is booked. Listen as I amusingly go through the small print. And it's a real or no real Zambezi special before Greg heads there tomorrow. BBC Radio 1. My friend Chris here is going on holiday. It's fair to say he isn't the best at doing any kind of admin. You've never been strong at that.
No.
So I'm very proud of him because today he, at the age of 25 now, has managed to book himself his holiday all on his own. On your own?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Predominantly on my own, yeah.
So it's a good deal. It's £100 a week for four people. Yeah. So that's not £100 per person. That's everyone. So we're splitting it, what, 25 quid each?
Yep, £25 each for the week.
And he's going to the beautiful island of Fernando.
No, well, I didn't realise.
He's going to Tenerife.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Amazing deal.
It's a snatch, isn't it?
I got it off one of those voucher things.
Yeah. I mean, fair play to you. So it's all booked. It was on hold, right?
Well, what happened is you buy the voucher.
Yeah.
And then when the deal finishes, when it's they give you a date on that, and then you've got to book it then. You've got like a few weeks to book it.
Right. So it's all done.
Did it today.
Okay, so it's an apartment, right?
It's, yeah.
And it's for sharing.
It's for sharing, although they on the email I've just had back, they've said that two people will have to, it's a sofa bed for...
Okay.
So it's not four rooms, but that's fine.
Price.
That's all right.
Okay, and what other email correspondence have you had today that you've booked it?
I've been delivered all the small print.
Okay, let me just go through that, can we?
Well, you know where you have things, it has like a little star.
Yeah.
So there's like one with two stars, one with three stars. I mean, there's quite a few of these.
Okay, so if you can just go through it for me.
I'll read it how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
There is construction and building work taking place on land near to the resort, and cranes are currently in situ.
Yeah.
This site is visible from some units. Mm. It is not expected that this will cause undue inconvenience or disturbance.
Okay.
I was like, okay, well, we'll deal with that.
It's fine. Like, it's a couple of cranes.
Yeah. Next one. Local rubbish and waste collection can take place anytime from 2 o'clock a.m. and may cause some disturbance on such days. Now, why is that happening?
What, collecting the rubbish at 2 a.m.?
2 a.m. bin men.
Well, at least they collect it. They just wake you up, it's fine.
As part of ongoing... Oh,
it'll be that, won't it? This van is reversing. This van is reversing, only in Spanish.
Obviously. At 2 in the morning, though?
Yeah.
As part of ongoing resort refurbishment and facility improvement
program... Oh, they're refurbishing it, good.
The resort is scheduled to be refurbished. It may be that construction vehicles, a certain amount of noise and disturbance is experienced from time to time.
Oh, they're refurbishing it while you're there.
Although the resort operations team will do everything they can to minimise any disruption. I mean,
it's good, though.
I'm sure it's not on the date that I'm there.
No, no. And what was that you were saying about the air conditioning?
Oh, yes. 25% of the rooms currently have air conditioning, I found out.
Okay, and when do you find out whether yours has
air conditioning? I don't know. I suppose it's a lucky dip from here on
in. Is that 25% of the room has air conditioning? Like, do you have to all huddle in a cool corner?
Oh, right. Well, do you know what? I didn't think of it like that. I'd rather it was that, because then at least one corner of my room will be
exactly
cold enough.
At least you can head there when you get a bit hot. That sounds brilliant. I'm really pleased. Mm. Can't wait for you to text me from there. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Earlier this week, we were talking about Chris's mate who lent him a phrase book for his upcoming ill-fated holiday to Tenerife.
Oh, come on.
To the Isle of Fernando, which is... Someone emailed me earlier saying that they move... For different series of Take Me Out, they've moved where the Isle of Fernando is. It's been in Cyprus, two series in Tenerife, and once it was in Manchester.
Oh, so I might not be going to...
The Isle of Fernando was not Manchester, ever.
But you've really annoyed me with this, because people keep... Like putting on my Facebook now little videos of Take Me Out and just writing Fernando's.
Do they?
It's really annoying.
That's where it is at the moment, Tenerife. I mean, you're very much looking forward to it. It's in May, right?
Yeah.
This is the holiday where they come and empty the bins at 2 a.m. if the bin man can get past all the cranes which are on site.
That's the small print. I'm sure it's not really like that.
How much of the room is air conditioned again?
25%.
At least it won't be hot in May. And I noticed there are some really weird phrases in your Spanish
phrase, but you weren't even aware they spoke Spanish.
No.
It was Tenerifean. But it is Spanish they speak there, some people. And I've just been going through some more phrase books. There's some things that, why would you ever need to say these? They're good phrase books because not only do they tell you which way it is to the library or how to order a ham and cheese baguette, there are some really, really good ones. I'll go through some more for you now. These are all in actual phrase books. They're all real. I'm not making these up. Even though this phrase book is Hawaiian and from 1906. Is that an actual language? Hawaiian?
Where did you get this? This is amazing.
Just something I found. So, you might need, if you're in Hawaii, aloha, to say this.
You are hupukapiwi laroya. He parkela eo.
Which is?
She also remarked that I ate greedily.
Why would you need that, like, a set phrase?
She also remarked that I ate greedily. So if you're ever on in the, I imagine the Hawaiian hasn't changed since 1906. If you're ever on the all-inclusive with the wristband, eating greedily, that might come in useful. And this one.
He hako kele papa ahai umiame apa. Hi, Cam Alio Mina Lee Piper.
You know, in phrasebook, sometimes it tells you how to say how much is whatever.
Yeah.
This one is.
He hako kele papa ahai umiame apa. Hi, Cam Alio Mina Lee Piper.
Just wanted to play that again in case you didn't get it the first time, which means.
How much for that lot of razors, scissors, knives, horseshoes, and yolks?
Horseshoes?
And yolks.
Okay, good.
You wouldn't put that lot together, would you?
I don't think that's going to be as relevant if I was to say be on holiday in Hawaii. Maybe in 1906, though. I suppose
okay.
The horses in Hawaii.
This one, then.
He ape ni ke ia kano alua la e maho peo o I ke hap.
In your English, that's...
I had yams and fish for 2 days, and then I ate fern roots.
What? What are they?
Ferned roots.
Ferns roots?
I had yams and fish for 2 days, and then I ate fern roots.
What a rubbish.
Sounds like an awful holiday.
I was expecting the standard cream caramel. What about my phrasebook that I found from 1939? Is that of any interest?
Why have you got ancient phrasebooks?
Full of Gaelic phrases and sentences. Including...
Synthagmum, boss dan sin. Hand me that hat box.
Can you possibly hand me that hat box? Hey, I've been to Poland. It's good Poland.
Yeah.
I never needed to say this.
Prezes wiatal, pan uze by. I will x-ray your teeth.
I will x-ray your teeth.
That's my favourite one so far. And this is
if anyone's thinking of sending up DIY dentistry when they're over there.
This is genuinely in one of your books.
Yeah.
These phrases.
I've got a book here, Russian for Travellers. If anyone's going to Russia soon, you might need this.
Yar vas mu vas mo shun aranal is.
Is?
I want a specimen of your urine.
Why?
Why is this in the book? These are all real.
Happy holidays.
These are all in the phrase book. Over to Portugal now.
Div o engoli los interos.
When would you need to say this?
Must I swallow them whole?
Must I swallow them whole? Christine, tell me, when you're next in Portugal, think of a situation when you'd ever need this.
Por que esta rir? Why are you laughing?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Please say this next time anyone's going to Hawaii.
He hako kele papa ahai umiame apa pahai. Cam Alio Mina Lee Piper.
How much for that lot of incredibly specific items all at once?
How much for that lot of razors, scissors, knives, horseshoes, and yolks?
Someone Polish has been on, didn't understand that phrase from Poland at all. That's Ania. Hi, Ania. I guess that maybe Polish has changed since the early 1900s.
That can be the only reason why, really.
Prezes wiatal, pan uze by.
Apparently she didn't understand that.
I will x-ray your teeth.
And that's from an actual Polish person. Sorry. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Okay, I've got a couple of Dear Scots, which we didn't get to yesterday. This is where you email me, saying whatever you want, and the lady with the posh voice from Radio 4 reads them out.
Hi, Scott, Chris, the PR4L, the one who doesn't speak, and Lawrence, laughing smiley.
Lawrence?
When we go to the gym at school, there's a man there who has to supervise us, to make sure we're okay and using the gym equipment right. I don't particularly like this man very much, and he doesn't like me either, since the first week at the gym, when he told me off for attempting to run backwards on the treadmill while singing What I've Been Looking For from the film High School Musical.
Specific. I got a lady chucked out of the gym once for doing that backwards. No, I was doing it in the interest of her safety, but then the trainer goes on and is like, excuse me, love, you're going to have to leave.
I see, but you didn't just go tell this lady herself that what she was doing was really dangerous.
No, I told on her to a person that had the authority to tell her.
And I can just imagine, I bet that you stood there as well, like watching behind one of the machines as
he
went.
I was doing
over.
It in the interest of her safety. She was trying to walk the wrong way on a treadmill. That's not going to go well. So the trainer then went and told her and saved her, possibly, life.
Last week at the gym, I was listening to the Scott Mills podcast and Lawrence was on with Loving the Trolls. I had my headphones on and I was using the cross trainer. Loving the Trolls made me laugh out loud, which was fine until I remembered that I was in a gym full of people and I was the only one listening to the podcast.
A lot of people listen to our podcast in the gym, you know.
A lot of people turned to stare at me. So being the awkward person that I am, I decided to try and stop laughing and pretend it had never happened.
This isn't going to end well, is it?
This resulted in me getting hit in the face by one of the cross-trainer handle thingamabobs. It also gave me an experience to add to my growing list of awkward gym experiences, which includes having my shoelace eaten during a spin class a couple of weeks before.
How does that happen? Like, the most that's ever happened to me is that my feet come out of the pedals. That hurt.
That does hurt because they spin like mad, don't they?
Do you remember when I took you to a spin class?
I'm never doing that again.
Oh, well, how hard can it be, Millsy? How could I just riding a bike?
I thought you were
I thought you were going to die. Honestly, the face on it.
It's when he started going, I mean, it's not just a bike ride, is it? Up,
no.
Down, turn it up, turn it. It's like, come on, mate.
No, not doing that again.
Sorry if this email seems long. That's probably because it is long. And probably is long because I'm a rambler. Sometimes I talk so much that people walk away when I'm in mid-sentence. Oh well, life goes on.
Oh, sorry, I drifted off there.
Love you, bye. Heart smiley. From Hannah, 14 and a bit, Belfast. Laughing smiley.
Thanks, Hannah, for your email. Really nice to hear from you. It was quite long, though, wasn't it?
P.S. I was just thinking, I think I would get along with the one that doesn't speak very well, as I could ramble on about things for hours, and he wouldn't tell me to shut my face.
That is true. And thank you once again, Hannah, for your email.
P.P.S. It would be great if you could read this out on the show so that I can listen to the podcast at the gym.
Brilliant. Done. Thank you very much.
Long podcast.
Thanks, Hannah.
P.P.P.S. I'm going to shut up now. Love you, bye again. Tongue sticking out, smiley.
Yeah, you might want to self-edit in future.
Self-edit.
Little tip. Next.
Hi, guys. Great idea to do a Eurovision song.
Okay. What have you got?
The chap who sang for Romania a couple of years ago was indeed from the UK.
Yep.
Not Sheffield, but Newcastle.
Oh.
The winners who represented Azerbaijan were Elle and Nikki, and Nikki lives in Enfield.
That is true. When I went to the Eurovision that they eventually ended up winning in Dusseldorf, imagine my surprise when the Azerbaijan, well, half of the Azerbaijan entry, spoke like that!
It's amazing.
I'm from Azerbaijan! But I also live in field.
So this was our idea, wasn't it? Consider maybe my friend Sardossa.
Yes.
Go for it, Chris. You're bound to be better than Daz Sampson or Scooch, lol. At least with your spoken style, you won't sound out of tune like Gemini did. Big love, Martin.
Good one, Martin. And we have found out on this, there is still time to enter Eurovision on behalf of Romania.
Yeah.
And as we're saying, that guy from Newcastle was in the Romania entry a couple of years ago.
Mm.
Half of the Azerbaijan entry, which won, Nikki.
Is from Enfield.
Born in Baku.
Oh.
Brought up in Enfield. I don't think it matters.
I don't think I'm the right person for the job, though. I think
you could do your Skyfall / Becky / Christmas song again.
True.
But just go, Romania!
Yeah, that's a good
Instead,
idea.
If Dossa's not up for it, I might ruin his coolness. I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Right, so yesterday your friend Fernando was on the show, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Who I'd never met before. But seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Now, some people thought that it might be you.
It definitely wasn't me.
It wasn't you. Here's what Fernando sounded like. Hello, friend of Chris.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
What's occurring?
What's your name?
Fernando.
You're not Chris, you're a friend of Chris's.
I'm a friend of Chris's.
Right, what, you're saying your name's Fernando, I know that.
I'm definitely not Chris.
How do you know Chris?
I've known him for many years. He's a legend. Everyone knows Chris. Legend.
Now, your friend does something that other people think, some people think might be a little bit weird.
Yeah, everyone thinks it. I think it's perfectly fine myself. But
well, explain what your friend does.
What he does is he makes a list on his phone of anything that the girl he's seeing, whenever she does something wrong, he writes it in his phone so that he's got like a timeline of events that he can refer to when they're in an argument.
Yeah. And a lot of people were texting and going, this is a great idea.
Yeah. Some people were like, I've never thought of this.
Yeah.
Genius.
I hope you told your mate, Fernando, about this.
I passed it all on to him, yeah.
So here's a couple of examples of things that he's written in his phone, just so he can remind her now and again.
October the 15th, 3:03 p.m. Sent pranky email from my account telling 6 different people I fancied them.
So she sent an email saying what?
She sent an email to a male colleague that I work with saying, hello, I really fancy you. Love, Chris. Fernando.
So, girls remember everything, don't they?
Yes. That's
but
what
boys,
I...
not so much. So just write it in your phone. That's what you're saying. Like Fernando's saying.
Yeah. Fernando's got into trouble in the past where he's been in an argument and he can't remember stuff that he may have done.
Well, you did it. Well, when?
Exactly.
Now, no problem.
Exactly.
Here's another.
October the 20th, 5:03 p.m. Laughed at large spot on forehead. Now, you see, if I was to ever pick faults at her...
Girls hate that.
She'd shout, Chris, Fernando, you can't say these kind of things to a girl. So why is it acceptable the other way? It knocks me right off.
Hello, Heather.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you today?
I'm in Cumbria.
Okay, and are you doing this already?
I haven't started it yet because nothing's really gone wrong in the last 24 hours, but I'm definitely going to start doing it.
Right. Are you in that situation? It's quite surprising because you're a girl. I thought you would remember everything that he's done wrong.
No, I wish I did, but I forget things really easily. So when we're having an argument and he'll come at me with like something that I've done wrong, which obviously doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I just go blank and I don't remember anything.
Exactly.
So if I've got it there ready, I can just like, actually, you did this.
I didn't expect this, Scott, to be honest, because I was just thinking of this for... I mean, Fernando was thinking of this.
For blokes.
As a tool for blokes.
Yeah.
Now, if girls are as well now making lists, this is...
That's a problem, isn't it? You're both going to have a list.
There's going to be a lot of lists going on, yeah.
So are you just, like, putting it in the notes on your phone, Heather?
Yeah.
Right, so you've got it all ready to go. You're sorted.
Yeah, I'm sorted. I'm ready for the first thing that he does wrong, so I've got ammo for the next argument.
Do you think he has a list and that's how he remembers it all?
Oh, no, he wouldn't be that sensible to think of doing that.
Right, so it's not specific with, like, dates, times, like Fernando's one?
No, I don't think it'll be that specific. It'll just be, you did this, so you've got no leg to stand on.
Right, when he does something wrong, can you get back in touch with me and let me know the first note that you've written?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Love this that girls do it too. Love you, bye!
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh yeah. Next week, Greg James is going up the Zambezi for comic relief.
Well, probably down.
Down the Zambezi for comic relief.
That would be very, very. That's nice.
Not that's rubbing. Hello.
Hello. That one.
Yeah.
Hello.
Are you on?
No,
oh, for heavens.
Do you want to use my one?
Okay, seriously, no, it's Nicole Scherzinger and Jermaine moment right here.
hello, there we go.
Oh, you're on, good, fabulous. Right, so it's good that we can't even get your microphone on here, so good luck in Africa.
I know, I had some intensive training today to use the satellite.
Did you?
Because I've obviously got to call up to all the shows and stuff.
I had to do that when I did the trek through the Kaizut Desert.
Of course.
It's more complicated than it looks, that bit of kit.
Yeah, well, it is, because I'll be left on my own at night, obviously.
Don't stand next to it, because it will actually microwave you.
Yeah.
So Greg James is asking for your help to raise loads of money for Comet Relief. Fair play to you. This looks tough.
It will be tough, but it's the whole point. I mean, you could say no to it, but I think the challenge will be amazing to do and to go and raise some money.
Yeah.
You
can't really say no.
Well, I suppose
you can't.
You look a little bit.
You can't say no to Comet Relief.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's going with you.
But it'll be incredible, and we're going to raise a lot of money for education in Zambia. That's the whole point. So we're going to visit a load of schools as well along the way.
Yeah.
And we're going to see where the money goes to, and we're going to raise as much money as possible to put kids in Zambia through school.
Who are you with?
Mel C, Jack D, Dara O'Brien, Chelsea Healy, and Philip Seduwu, the athlete.
Amazing.
Yeah, Chelsea Healy.
Yeah.
She was terrible on the training day.
Oh, was she?
Lovely. She's amazing. She's so funny, but terrible.
But just can't do it.
Terrible at canoeing.
Oh, is she?
Terrible at kayaking.
Oh, it's good that she's on board then.
Yeah, there was one point where she was just drifting away and just went, how's the oar work? Can't work out the oar.
Has she had any more training since then?
Don't think so.
Excellent.
No.
Right, well, we'll catch up with you every day next week. The best of luck.
Thank you. I'm all packed, and people have been showing me horrible videos of rafting disasters today.
I was listening to your show yesterday. What were they saying could crawl in your bum?
They're called, something flies. What's they called?
Petsy
flies or something, or poopsy flies,
yeah,
or something like that.
You don't want that up
Yeah,
there.
So they go in your skin and they lay eggs.
The thing is, you say it sounds incredible. I think it sounds horrendous. I mean, it sounds really...
That's the idea. They're not supposed to be easy.
No, I know.
No, but it's not going to be easy. It's, the thing is, it's... It's good. I think it's good if you go rafting for an hour.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, wait, this is fun for an hour. And then you go and stay in your nice hotel or you go or you whatever.
Yeah.
But for an hour, it's quite fun. But then if you're doing 8 hours a day and you've got to get from one place to another and you're staying in a tent on the riverbank... Mm. And you haven't really got a hotel or a phone or anything.
You're not
like
sharing
that.
A tent with Healy, are you?
Don't think so.
How does this go up?
You're not sharing a
Was that the tent? Was that the tent? Or the...
How do I put this up?
What's that?
The tent.
Oh, I
Sorry.
See.
God. So, Greg James, next week, going down the Zambezi for Comet Relief. We'll need your help. Okay, we've got a special, real or no real, based on your experience, which you're about to have.
Okay.
You're getting about a bit at the moment, aren't you?
I know.
Afghanistan, Zambezi.
Yeah.
Okay, so... You might need to know some of this next week if they're real. 10 points for each one you get right.
Hippos, which are common on the Zambezi, kill more people each year than lions, elephants, leopards, buffalo and rhinos combined.
Well, I've done some research and I know that is real.
I was sort of distracted by the voice there. That's not Chris Smith of the news.
No, it's not. I think they've traded him in.
Well, Chris Smith, it was his birthday yesterday, so that's either not him or that's him hungover.
Big night, was it, Chris?
Yeah.
Sounds it.
So real or no real about the hippos, the dangerous hippos?
It's true. I know it for a fact. It's real. It's horrible. They're the most dangerous thing.
Awful.
The most dangerous animal there. Kill more people than any other.
It's weird because I used to have a game called Hungry Hippos.
Not the same.
And, do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but look at it.
My association of them is...
Well, no, but they are hungry.
They eat.
Yeah.
You don't want them eating your balls.
Good. A real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is real.
Oh, he's miraculously, he's miraculously recovered. Okay, and your next Zambezi fact or not?
In 2008, three British scout leaders were forced to trek through the jungle for 5 days after an African hippo capsized their canoe.
Ooh, this is making you feel a lot better, isn't it?
African hippo What is it, African hippo?
African elephant.
Yeah. Mm. Are you in one of these canoes on your own, or do you share them?
At some points we're on our own. Some points there's two of us in a canoe, and some points there's six in a raft if you're going down the rapid bits. So it
varies. So it could be you and Chelsea Healy.
Could be me and Chelsea. Could be me and Jack D.
Or a Spice Girl.
Could be me and Mel C.
Yeah. So how does this work? So a hippo will capsize the boat.
Well, not necessarily. This did happen once.
Yeah. And then Greg will be in the water.
Yeah. Oof. Sorry, Greg. Real or no real?
Hopefully not real, no real.
Do you know what? I think this is probably it has happened. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, my God.
Making you feel a lot better.
Craig in Glasgow's just texted in saying, what about the sharks? Don't forget about them.
Oh, yeah, the sharks also. Oh, God. Worried for you.
We had this Zambezi expert on yesterday. And I said to him, don't ham it up. Just tell me genuinely what the dangers are. Yeah. And he said, well, black mamba snakes are 3 metres... Or can be 3 metres long.
It's 3 metres, isn't it?
I'm not. Yeah, of course it is.
Just about.
It is. That is taller than me.
You see, I was convinced that Lorraine Kelly saved my life on the Comet Relief desert trek because I'm sure I heard a snake and she managed to push me out of the way in time.
Oh,
she looks like she would take on a snake. Do you know what I mean?
She didn't take it on. Like she just. I think she just kind of disturbed it and it moved out of my way. But I'm sure I heard a. Anyway, real...
That could have been Craig David, to be fair.
That's another story for another time. Here's your next one.
Tinchy Strider attempted the very same trip down the Zambezi last summer and was never seen again.
That's true, I've not heard from him for a while.
I've not heard his music for a while. Well, maybe that's real. They've covered that up well.